open up the inside line, complete the pass, and try to get away from a fast-closing William Byron and Chase Elliott.
And Blaney says, okay, it's time to slap the reins on that dark horse and go on. He got by the Ty Gibbs car. Now William Byron is going to have to deal with Ty Gibbs off turn two.
Right now, as that battle continues, the battle for fourth has really fired up. Christopher Bell has caught Ricky Stenhouse Jr. as they race out of turn number two. Stenhouse is trying to keep him in the rearview mirror as they're all knotted up there. Bell to the outside. Wheel to wheel for spot four.
Well, I tell you, that was a great move Ryan Blaney made a couple laps ago. Man, he got past those lap cars so fast, put the rest of them right behind him and kind of got a little room between him and Byron to try to run away right now. That was a great move by Blaney.
And we do have a change in the top five. Mike Bagley called it. Christopher Bell up to fourth. Stenhouse kicked back to fifth. That ongoing battle for second, though, does not go away. It's happening right behind the race leader, Ryan Blaney. The battle for second, William Byron and Chase Elliott.
It's still in lap traffic off the end of the front straightaway. You got Byron to the bottom of turns one and two. Elliott does the same. Go bypass the lap car of Ty Gibbs, and now they're separated by three car lengths.
The driver running 12th, Michael McDowell, has just peeled off the racetrack and has come to pit lane. So Michael McDowell will make a pit stop here with 23 laps to go. You have to figure that is a bit of an unscheduled stop. They're going to change right side tires and get him back on the track.
So Byron and Elliott continue to try to run down Ryan Blaney. They've got 22 laps now in which to get it done. Blaney comes off of turn number four, still working through traffic. About 15 car lengths back is William Byron, who now has a little distance between himself and Chase Elliott.
He also has the lap car of Austin Dillon in that space as well. Elliott makes the move to the bottom of the racetrack in turn two. He'll race side by side with the lap traffic to three.
While the leader, Ryan Blaney's just put a lap on Chris Buescher, another insurance car, if you will, on the lead for Blaney over second place William Byron, but there's still a lot of traffic to deal with.
And right now, Harrison Burton is next up on the lap down list. Blaney will angle his Ford to the inside of Burton's Ford and will complete the pass off turn two.
We are inside, 20 to go here tonight at Iowa, 19 to go. Next time by for Ryan Blaney, your race leader. William Byron second, Chase Elliott third. Christopher Bell continues to climb the leaderboard. He's up to fourth. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. with an amazing drive tonight. He is fifth. Joey Logano sixth. Josh Berry with a solid effort tonight. He is seventh. Daniel Suarez, Alex Bowman, and Ross Chastain. That's your top ten.
As the leader, Ryan Blaney, comes up and off of turn number four, he's put another car between himself and the second and third place drivers. Blaney still with some traffic. He'll switch lanes and go to the outside now to put another lap on a car.
And he's got Michael McDowell closing in on him on those fresh tires. McDowell came to pit road a couple of laps ago. He's trying to complicate matters as Blaney finally completes the pass on Chase Briscoe.
So the only thing that would change the outcome at this point for Ryan Blaney, you would think, would be a late caution flag. All he wants to see at this particular point, Alex, is for this thing to stay with the green lights illuminated for the next 16 laps.
You're absolutely right about that. While some of these teams are coming off the track and coming to pit lane, Steve Post, what about the race leader, Ryan Blaney? Let's make sure, do they have enough Sunoco fuel in the tank?
Yes, they do have enough Sunoco fuel in the tank, and they are going to go right straight to the end. So Ryan Blaney, they feel good about it, and most of the cars at the front of the field do feel like they are good to go to the end.
Sunoco fuel on board. Goodyear tires could take them the distance all the way to lap 350. That is 15 laps away for Ryan Blaney. He comes across the line. Comfortable advantage this time by you, Mike Bagley.
And there's no rest for the weary for Ryan Blaney. He's got more lap traffic to deal with. The Kyle Larson car first up, who's multiple laps down, and now there's a cluster of three cars after that. Noah Gregson, Bubba Wallace, and Michael McDowell.
Blaney to the line with 14 to go this time by. He'll click off and lead his 187th lap. Those three cars right in front of Blaney, something that I don't think he's going to have to deal with, Mike, unless he absolutely wants to.
I don't think he wants to do it, but he may have to do it because he doesn't want to give up any ground to William Byron and Chase Elliott Blaney right now begins to close in on the Bubba Wallace car. He's about two car lengths behind him.
Last time that Blaney went to victory lane, Martinsville, last October. That was 17 starts ago for your 2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion, leading right now off of turn number two.
I'm sure he's holding his breath. He felt like he had the win, locked up at Gateway, ran out of gas on coming to the white flag. It's not over till it's over. He's still got a lot of work to do dealing with all this lap traffic between now and the checkers.
Well, you said that right, Micah. He's got a big problem right now with Bubba Wallace. Bubba Wallace is really kind of roughing him up a little bit, not giving him a lot of room, although Blaney's on the bottom right now, exiting on turn two. Might clear Bubby did. Now he's got another car in front of him he's got to try to run down. So he's not having an easy go of it right now, that's for sure.
Blaney wedges his way to the bottom of Bubba Wallace. He'll complete that pass. Now he's going after Noah Gregson.
11 laps to go. We'll get you back to the action in a moment. First, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durant. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by the JKO Auto Body and Rod Shop, Madison Street, Durant, and the Rooster Tail Bar and Grill, downtown Durant.
Motor Racing Network live at Iowa Speedway, the inaugural running of the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol. I'm Alex Hayden, alongside Jeff Striegel and NASCAR Hall of Famer and designer of this racetrack, Rusty Wallace. Mike Bagley out in the turns tonight. Steve Post and Chris Wilner on the pit lane.
We are down to just 9 laps to go. Ryan Blaney leading over William Byron, Chase Elliott, Christopher Bell, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Blaney has had the dominant car. If you're just joining us here tonight in Iowa, you've missed a spectacular race, and it's not over yet.
Not at all. The field rumbles back to turns one and two. Leader Blaney still in traffic.
Leaders in lap traffic, all three of them right now. William Byron trying to get by Bubba Wallace in second. Elliott looking on, while at the front of this pack, Ryan Blaney dives to the inside of the lap car of Denny Hamlin.
William Byron to the bottom of the racetrack. Chase Elliott will follow. They come across the line. Ryan Blaney, the comfort zone that he has right now, is a couple of lap cars between himself and William Byron.
And the real estate of about 12 car lengths plus those lap cars. It's all looking good for Blaney right now. If he maintains this pace, he should be good to go all the way to the checkered flag.
The checkered flag now is just 7 laps away for Ryan Blaney. William Byron pedaling as hard as he can. Chase Elliott beginning to lose touch with second. This is going to come down Ford versus Chevrolet, Blaney and Byron.
Blaney has already done the heavy lifting by getting by the lap traffic. Now it's time for William Byron to do the same. Byron just passed Gregson, now goes after Hamlin.
And Blaney's got a fairly open track in front of him right now, about 10-15 cars space between him and the car in front of him, the lap car. I believe he's okay, guys, right now. If he can get past that lap car in the last couple laps, he's still got another big break from the lap car up front. So he's in good shape at the moment right now, guys.
So they make their way down the back straightaway, 5 laps to go. The difference this time by is Blaney between himself and William Byron. There is nobody there. William Byron can see the race leader. The separation is down to 5 car lengths.
Blaney going to work on more lap traffic. He'll make the pass around the outside of Zane Smith. But now here comes Byron. He's going to shut it down to 5 car lengths. Now to 4 car lengths as we race off the end of the back straightaway.
To the line, though. Be 4 laps to go. Race leader Ryan Blaney's got to deal with another car. It's Martin Truex Jr. Truex will not provide a roadblock. Gets out of the way. Leaders race back to turn two.
MTJ will go to the high side of the racetrack and allow Blaney to complete the pass down low. Now William Byron has to do the same. Now Byron will lose a couple of car lengths this time by.
With 3 laps to go here tonight, William Byron trying to run down Ryan Blaney. Separation at the line, 7 car lengths. He lost a couple on that lap. Mike Bagley, he's got to reel him in now if he's going to win.
Now there's no lap traffic in the way. There's no lap traffic for Blaney to deal with, and Byron's got a clear shot at him. Off 2. Separation, 5 car lengths between Blaney and Byron in the battle for the win.
They'll come to the line with 2 laps to go. Ryan Blaney continuing to show the way, keeping a comfortable margin off of his back bumper from second place, William William Byron. They go back to turn one.
Either Blaney has done a masterful job of maintaining the separation, or William Byron has used everything he's got in that Chevrolet. Halfway down the back straightaway. Separation still, five car lengths for the win.
A sold-out crowd on their feet. White flag at the line for Ryan Blaney, trying to take that Ford back to victory lane, trying to take Team Penske back to victory lane. He's in one for the final time.
Ryan Blaney dives down to the bottom lane of the racetrack. He'll ease it up off of two and onto the back straightaway. William Byron is not closing in. Ryan Blaney sails it off into turn number three for the final time.
Under the lights in Iowa, coming off turn number four, checkered flag in the air. Ryan Blaney is winless no more in 2024. Ryan Blaney wins the inaugural Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol at Iowa Speedway. Blaney picks up the win and effectively will go playoff racing this year. William Byron will be second. Chase Elliott will finish third. Christopher Bell will finish fourth. And Ricky Stenhouse Jr. finishes fifth. Let's go to pit lane and Steve Post.
Jonathan Hassler, the crew chief down here. Jonathan, congratulations. You're going to victory lane. Tell us how you guys did that.
Oh, man, Ryan did a great job all day. We managed track position and, had a strong car. So thanks to all of Team Penske. I feel like we've stepped our program up here in the last few weeks and excited for the rest of the season.
No doubt about it. That is Jonathan Hassler, crew chief, going to victory lane with his driver, Ryan Blaney.
The 2023 NASCAR Cup Series champion going back to victory lane. It is Ryan Blaney celebrating his win tonight. From fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump, Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco. Performance is what we do.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
Every hero's story has a humble beginning. Every legend had to earn their stripes.
Guys like me aren't supposed to do that!
Every superstar had a dream.
It's been a fairy tale season.
Every home track is the start of something special.
That's just good old short track racing.
Oh, a little retaliation.
Holy cow!
Learn more about NASCAR regional tracks near you at NASCAR.com/regional.
NASCAR Live Race Day continues on the Motor Racing Network.
Fireworks off turn three. Ryan Blaney burning them down. Why not? Ryan Blaney is going back to victory lane. He picks up the win in the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol. Chase Elliott gave it a great run. He comes home third tonight.
He just climbed out of the race car. Another top five for Chase Elliott, two in a row in your ninth top ten. Describe the last run there. What more did you need behind the wheel of the race car to kind of catch those two ahead of you?
I felt like my balance was actually really good there at the end. Thought we all day had really good long run pace. I just really struggled to get going on restarts and just was really loose and couldn't. Just couldn't feel like I could attack like I needed to, and just lost a lot of ground and could make good pace there, you know, throughout the end of a run with our Napa Chevy. Just needed to be a little closer, I think, to keep the pressure on and keep things rolling. So anyways, proud of the effort though. I thought we had a really good car and right there in the fight.
So consistent this season, best average finish amongst everybody. What is it right now that's clicking, and how close are you to just starting to knock off a few more wins here?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think we're closer than we've been, so that's good. And nice to have some consistency across some different styles of racetrack. So happy with all that. Need just a little bit, though, to really be where we need to be and lead laps and kind of set the pace. So we'll keep working at it.
All right, that's Chase Elliott. Another solid finish. Comes home in the third position here tonight, and we'll take a walk down where Christopher Bell was the fastest car on the racetrack there at the final run, and he was running down the leaders. But unfortunately, the sand in the hourglass ran thin as Christopher Bell climbs out of his race car. Christopher, really quick, man, one of the fastest cars on the racetrack at the end. I heard Adam Stevens giving you the lap time saying you were catching him. How disappointing is it, though, to be buried late in the run so far back that you had to pass so many cars at the end, and maybe if you would have been a little bit farther up front, you could have had a shot at the win?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even really know what to think about the day. It was so up and down, and obviously, you know, at the end of the runs, basically all day long, we had a car capable of racing for the lead, but strategy was obviously not on our side today, and then the short run was just not very good either. I couldn't maintain my position on the short run, and then, you know, it got really good in the long run, but I'm so far back that it didn't matter.
All right, well, still a solid effort for Christopher Bell. Again, a backup car had to start at the rear of the field, and that Toyota was screaming at the end, just needed a little bit more. He comes home fourth.
Solid effort in that backup car between the driver, Christopher Bell, the entire pit crew, and, of course, crew chief Adam Stevens and his team of engineers doing an outstanding job. Highest finishing Toyota was Christopher Bell there in the number four spot, but the night belongs to Ryan Blaney. Let's hear from the winner of the Iowa Corn 350 powered by ethanol. He's with Steve Post.
Ryan Blaney down here. He just did his trademark, his tradition there as a young race fan. She has got a checkered flag from Ryan Blaney and his dad, Dave Blaney, down here at the fence. His mom, his Uncle Dale down here. It's a Blaney family celebration down here at the fence. Man, oh man, I'll tell you what. Ryan, how cool is this to have the whole family here celebrating with you at Iowa?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, I mean, gosh, that's all I could ever ask for, you know, just to have my fam here and support me through the years. And I knew it was a big weekend for us, you know, huge weekend, mom being from down the road. So just really special to have my whole, you know, a lot of my family here. I hate Gianna in here, but we're going to celebrate.
This season, you've had a few near misses. I'm thinking about Gateway as well. What were the waning laps like, and what's the relief like now to get to victory lane?
Well, it's just nice that we, you know, fought back. You know, I mean, it's just, yeah, the heartbreak a couple weeks ago, and no, we had a chance to win and just didn't quite finish it off. And then, you know, we just kind of didn't get too depressed about it. You know, you just try to take the good out of it, you know, of hey, we were really fast. Let's try to keep learning. So, and we did that. And so I couldn't be prouder of this group. They do a great job of persevering and getting better and better, and they're fun to drive for.
Final question. So much was said, so much was written about this race, this racetrack. What did you find today? What did you learn about this racetrack and these cup cars I heard Iowa?
Yeah, it's tough. My gosh, I'm worn out. It's tough, you know, getting those things around there and bouncing around and losing tons of grip, but at the same time, you're driving super hard down in the corner, so it's just a cool racetrack. I thought it put on pretty good racing, and our car was kind of versatile, so that part makes even more fun.
Congrats.
Thanks.
There we go. That's Ryan Blaney down here. He's trying to get his family back this side of the fence down here. Ryan, the 11th time in his career, the first win this season. And Ryan Blaney, he won here in the trucks. He won here in the Xfinity Series. And now he's a Cup Series winner here at Iowa Speedway.
And tells you just how hard it is to win at this level. That was Ryan Blaney. The driver that chased him across the line is William Byron.
That's right. William Byron comes home second. Are you surprised, William? You had the four fresh tires. That two tires won this race.
No, I mean, he had a really good car. So he was up front contending a lot. And, you know, him and the five were really good. So we're just a step off of that, you know. And feel like I just needed to turn the center just a hair better and still kind of maintain in the long run. So proud of the effort. It was a really good night, you know. And I feel like we can learn from this and build from it and be a little bit better.
How much does the track change, especially going to nighttime? First time we've ran, you know, all weekend really under these conditions.
Yeah, it didn't. I don't know. I mean, I have to look back at our adjustments. Wasn't sure if it was the adjustments or what, but it definitely gained a little bit of grip. And it just seemed like you're running hard for longer. Not that in the beginning you weren't, but there was, I don't know, I think the cars just got closer together at night. So I'm not totally sure what happened.
All right, appreciate it. William Byron comes home in the runner-up spot here tonight at Iowa.
Fantastic drive for Josh Berry. Ended up leading 32 laps tonight. That was the third most of everybody. Steve Post.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Iowa Speedway has been so special to you. A top five finish tonight, Ricky. Describe the way the race unfolded for you and the satisfaction of a top five finish here at this racetrack.
Yeah, that first run, starting at the back, we were really, really strong, late in that run. And so I felt really confident in what our Nelson Energy Drink Camaro could do throughout, this whole race. We, had a little mishap on pit road that set us back again, to kind of that last row. And so we had to battle back from that. Those guys cleaned it up on pit road, and we had great strategy with those two tires to get us, back, to really clean air at the front of the field. And really wanted to go battle Blaney there. We got to second and just got a little too loose and couldn't hold those guys off. But really cool to do a cup race here in Iowa after all our success and in front of a great crowd.
No doubt. Great crowd and a good run. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the NOS Energy Drink Colors, a fifth-place finish here this evening in Iowa.
A great crowd, a sold-out crowd. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to visit with a designer who happens to be a NASCAR Hall of Famer. We'll do that when we come back.
Jeff Gordon wins the Daytona 500.
Jeff Gordon's rise to one of NASCAR's all-time greatest drivers was one like no other. Relive Jeff Gordon's journey to the NASCAR Hall of Fame with the exclusive MRN podcast, Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. 93 Cup Series wins, 4 Cup Series championships, and 3 Daytona 500 wins, a career rivaled by few others. Check out MRN's Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career on podcast platforms and MRN.com.
I'm Kim Coon.
And I'm Ryan Flores.
Join us every week for Around the Track. We'll get you ready for the upcoming racing action, whether you'll be attending in person or watching at home.
We showcase young and upcoming drivers and tell you what to watch for in all the NASCAR Regional Series. Plus, our attraction segment gives you all the fan activities, concerts, and tailgating fun at each event.
The betting segment will help you win some easy money, and we've got driver suggestions to pump up your fantasy roster. Check out Around the Track each Wednesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
Final thoughts and a rundown when we come back from Iowa Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Fireworks continuing to go off outside turn number 3. Celebration continuing to go on down in Victory Lane here at the Iowa Speedway.
Time now to pick the Xfinity Mobile Reliable Performance of the Race presented by Xfinity. Rusty Wallace?
I've got to pick Ryan Blaney, not because he won the race, but he ran up front all day long, solid car, no problems, fast pit stops. Everything went right for that team. And boy, I tell you what a big rebound from that disappointment in St. Louis when he had a one with one lap to go. But he closed it out tonight, so my pick, Ryan Blaney.
He led 201 of 350 laps tonight. The Xfinity Reliable Performance goes to Ryan Blaney and Team Penske. Just like Blaney, Xfinity Mobile's got you covered with a reliable nationwide network. Learn more at Xfinity.com/mobile.
Ryan Blaney, the winner. William Byron was second. Chase Elliott, Christopher Bell, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr., your top five. You heard from all five of them down on pit road. Joey Logano, sixth. Josh Berry, seventh. Alex Bowman, eighth. Ninth went to Daniel Suarez. And Brad Keselowski completes the top 10.
Ross Chastain was 11th. Todd Gilliland was 12th. Justin Haley, 13th. And Carson Hocevar was 14th. Martin Truex Jr., 15th. Noah Gregson, 16th. Bubba Wallace was 17th. Chris Buescher, 18th, Austin Dillon, 19th, and Harrison Burton was 20th.
21st, Corey LaJoie, 22nd, Tyler Reddick, Michael McDowell, 23rd, 24th went to Denny Hamlin, Ty Gibbs was 25th, and 26th was John Hunter Nemechek. Ryan Preece was 27th, Chase Briscoe, 28th, 29th was Daniel Hemric, and Austin Cindric was 30th.
Zane Smith was 31st, Eric Jones, 32nd, Kaz Grala, 33rd, Kyle Larson was 34th, Kyle Busch, 35th, and A.J. Allmendinger, 36.
So the designer and NASCAR Hall of Famer stands alongside us, Alex Hayden, and there was a moment when I know you got a little emotional watching what you created and the NASCAR Cup Series racing on it. It did not disappoint. Congratulations. What a night.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's been 20 years coming. You know, we got the track finished all the way back in 2006. 18, 20 years, what's a couple of years, right? But, my gosh, I'm just real happy. People asked me before the race started, what would make you happy? What would be a success? And I said, man, if we just have a side-by-side race all night long and everybody's happy and we got a great winter and it doesn't rain, and it all worked out. Everything was great. So I'm tickled to death. I hope the race fans really enjoyed what they got to see tonight. I know for me, this was a long time coming, having a cup race at this particular racetrack, but there was a lot of people that made this happen. I want to give a shout-out to one of my best friends who passed, Stan Clement, who was the steward of this racetrack for a long, long time. I wish he was here to see what happened tonight. It was magical.
Rusty, congratulations. Safe travels, my friend. We'll see you down the road. Next week, our friends at the Performance Racing Network will pick up the schedule. We'll have things back with us here on the Motor Racing Network when we get to the streets of Chicago.
Yeah, looking forward to that, too. Proud to be a part of this team that has been assembled here for you this weekend on the Motor Racing Network. Craig Moore, always solid. Back home in Charlotte, North Carolina, our audio engineer, Steve Fridley, behind us, our broadcast engineer. Our producer is Ryan Horn. Those that worked for you tonight include Mike Bagley, outside turn number 3, up and down pit road all weekend long, Steve Post and Chris Wilner. Up here in the broadcast booth, of course, NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace, and my broadcast partner, his name is Alex Hayden, my name is Jeff Striegel. All of us collectively congratulate Ryan Blaney, career win number 11. Ryan Blaney is the winner of the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol from the Iowa Speedway.
Motor Racing Network's coverage of the Iowa Corn 350, powered by ethanol, has come to you from Iowa Speedway. Brought to you by Iowa Corn. Unleaded 88 is the clear fuel choice. It's cheaper, cleaner, and greener. So pump it up with Unleaded 88, grown by Iowa corn farmers. By Geico. Geico's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. It's easy to Geico. By Wendy's Classic Hamburgers. By Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR and home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff. By Liberty University. Enter their scholarship giveaway at liberty.edu/24. By eBay Motors. Burn rubber, not cash. By shopping on eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. By the Bike Riders, a new film from Jeff Nichols, starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler, and Tom Hardy. Experience The Bike Riders on the big screen this summer, only in theaters June 21st. By BetterHelp Online Therapy. Get 10% off your first month today at betterhelp.com/racingradio. By Straight Talk Wireless. By Progressive. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. By Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. And by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel helps your car reach peak performance. Our coverage from Iowa Speedway has come to you under an exclusive radio license granted by Iowa Speedway to the Motor Racing Network, solely for the non-commercial use of our listening audience. Any use of the descriptions and accounts of this event without the express written permission of the Motor Racing Network is prohibited. Today's broadcast was directed by Ryan Horn. Associate producer, Trey Downey. Broadcast engineer, Kyle Clements. Studio engineer, Andy Pachenik. Audio engineer, Craig Moore. The president of MRN is Chris Schwartz. Follow NASCAR every day at MRN.com. This broadcast was a production of the Motor Racing Network.
I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking then I knew you were my kind of girl. You set my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
You know the words.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
My spare time and my spare key don't go to your front door. And I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk up, say hey. Family, when the birthdays come around, and don't act like you're happy for me when a dream works out. If I met someone or if I didn't, honestly, it's none of your business anyway. 'Cause at the end of the day,
that's part of you and your lifestyle. And of course, we do that for you 24/7. Well, if you're feeling low, you're not feeling 100%, you know, you're kind of down in the dumps, which happens to a lot of people. Stand up. Stand up. This is from the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. According to the study, women who sit 7 hours or more each day are more likely to be depressed than those who sit 4 hours or less. The research says that this lack of interaction with the environment comes from sitting for long stretches of time. That could contribute to depression. Of course, the older you get, the tougher it is for the joints to get back in the swing of things. So getting up and moving around is by and large a really, really good thing.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight and tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong with pockets of heavy rainfall. Low tonight, mid-60s. High tomorrow, upper 70s and still muggy. Breezy with more storms for Tuesday. Warm and humid, high upper 80s. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 82 right now.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, fool for you. It may take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Across the ocean, I'll travel anywhere you take a notion. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. And if you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Yeah, I'm a fool, oh, for you. Take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Worry about the one that got away. We'll play another country hit on Real Country 1430.
Worked all week, cleaned up, clean cut, and clean shaved. I got the cover off the 68. I fired it up and let them horses sing. A little pretty thing, a little tan leg Georgia dream. But she's rocking them holy jeans. Baby, what you got going on Saturday? You know, word's got it, it's gonna be a party. Out of town about half a mile. Four wheel drives and big mud tires. Must get down and wine. Back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started, it's my kind of party. Baby, just do your thing.
give up your keys? Hell, why drive when you can stay with me? And then after a while, we sneak away from the bonfire. Walk by the moonlight and down to the riverside. Got you sipping on some moonshine. Baby, if you're in the mood, you can settle for a one night of rodeo. You could be my tan leg Juliet. I'll be your redneck Romeo. Oh, baby, you can find me in the back of a jacked up tailgate, sitting around watching all these pretty things. I'll get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling with some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party. Watching all these pretty things. I get down in that Georgia clay and I'll find peace at the bottom of a real tall cold drink. I'm chilling to some Skinner and some old hay. Let's get this thing started. It's my kind of party.
Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar. More than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole. She's somebody's whole world. She's somebody's She's somebody's daughter.
Got ourselves 2 hours down for a Sunday, 2 hours down for our portion of a Father's Day. Going to take a little break in the action, though, and when we come back, we've got Brooks and Dunn waiting in the wing.
I spray and scrub, but the soap scum in my bathtub is still there.
I spray and scrub, but the burnt sauce on my stovetop sticks around.
Sprays can leave grime behind, but new Mr. Clean Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser combines the scrubbing power of an eraser with the cleaning power of Dawn to melt away tough messes on contact.
Just wet, squeeze, and erase.
Stop spraying, start erasing, and clean with more magic than ever with new Ultra Foamy Magic Eraser.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I was raised off Route Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's Fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Her daddy didn't like me much in my shackled up GTO. I'd sneak out at her bedroom window. We turn out the headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. I got her back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven. Sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know
To Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Yeah, you got every guy in here spinning around, spilling their beer. I bet you came out to have a good time. So what you say we leave your friends with mine? Yeah, they'll be alright. I just wanna see you shine. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. What you think about taking that chance? Taking a ride, taking my hand. Kicking this crowd, ditching this club. This night's been waiting on us. Save your best move. Yeah, till I get us where we're getting to. Girl, you're tearing that dance floor up. Let me see you do it in the bed of my truck. You sure know how to shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you. My tailgate rocking, moving your hips.
shifts like the wind moves cotton. You could get the whole wide countryside hopping.
Bring a beat back.
Shake it all right. Let me see you do it in the Tennessee moonlight. Whoa, baby, let's go down a little road nobody else knows. Just me and you parked on the edge of the world. That's how I wanna see you, girl. Yeah, let me see you, girl. Come on, come on.
Everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door. Well, hello, T-R-O-U-B-L-E. Tell me what in the world. Mama had a time trying to raise nine kids. She told me not to stare cause it was impolite. She did the best she could to try to raise me right. But Mama never told me about nothing like a Y-O-U. That your mama must have been another good looking honey too. Walking, honky, talking, baby. The men are gonna love you and the women gonna hate you. Reminding them of everything they're never gonna be. Maybe the beginning of a World War III. Cause the world ain't ready for nothing like a Y-O-U. I bet your mama must have been another good looking mama too. Hey, say hey, good L-O-O-K-I-N-G. Well, I smell T-R-O.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come and skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to fight. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. And you snap back. T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup and my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can. And you snap back.
Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on a balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin